From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. Air Force flew two B-1B bombers over the Korean Peninsula Saturday, accompanied by South Korean and Japanese jet fighters. This while the international community reacts to news that North Korea has tested another intercontinental ballistic missile, and U.S. President Donald Trump criticizes China for not doing enough to discourage North Korea. The U.S. Pacific Command said the mission was in direct response to North Korea's escalatory launch of intercontinental ballistic missiles on July 3rd and July 28th. The 10-hour joint forces mission began at Anderson Air Force Base in Guam. The Venezuelan government holding a controversial election today. Security forces are out on the streets of Caracas trying to keep the peace. Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports.
Security personnel are on patrol at voting precincts in Venezuela ahead of the election of a legislative superbody on Sunday. President Nicolas Maduro ordered the vote aimed at selecting a so-called constituent assembly. He has said it is for rewriting the country's constitution, but his critics call it a rigged ballot meant to consummate a dictatorship. On the streets of Caracas, resident Raul Perez isn't putting any faith in the vote.
I don't think anything will change. I think everything will stay the same, with the same problems as always.
Often violent protests have gripped the recession-hit country for months now. More than 110 people have died in clashes with security forces. The government has banned protests over the weekend in the hopes of achieving a smooth election. The opposition is boycotting the election and urging its supporters to protest in the streets.
That's Reuters' Nathan Frandino. This is VOA News. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says police have foiled a terrorist conspiracy to bring down an aircraft.
The operation is continuing. At this stage, four people have been arrested and a considerable amount of material has been seized by police.
A woman said her son and husband were among those arrested and has denied they had any ties to extremism. Senior police commanders say the raids were allegedly linked to an Islamic-inspired plot, although no specific details of time, date, or location have been revealed. It has been reported the raids were not planned, but were a rapid response to a tip-off received by police. Additional security measures have been put in place at Sydney Airport and have now been extended to other parts of the country. Authorities in Somalia said a car bomb blast in the capital killed a number of people, and a number of fatalities expected to rise. At least 13 people were injured in that explosion in Mogadishu. In addition to the deaths, officials say the busy road was the site of a blast. The target and motive of the explosion not immediately clear. Al-Shabaab militants frequently carry out deadly bombings in the capital. Apple Inc. has confirmed that it is removing some applications providing virtual personal networks or VPNs from its China App Store to comply with new Chinese regulations. The move, critics say, is capitulating to internet censorship. Apple confirmed the move in an email to National Public Radio Saturday after several VPN providers announced that their apps had been removed from the China App Store. Software made outside China can sometimes be used to get around China's domestic internet firewalls that block content that the government finds objectionable. Critics call China's Great Firewall one of the world's most advanced censorship systems. China is Apple's market, the second largest market outside the United States. Seven Turkish journalists were freed from prison after 9 months Saturday, but they did express sorrow that four of their colleagues are still detained on charges of aiding terror groups. The staff members are part of a Turkish opposition newspaper and were released from jail on the outskirts of Istanbul Saturday. They must still stand trial with the next hearing scheduled for September 11th. If convicted, they do face terms of up to 43 years in prison. The journalists are charged with using their news coverage to support three groups Turkey considers terrorist organizations. They are the Kyrgyzstan Workers' Party, or PKK, the Leftist Revolutionary People's Liberation Party, and the followers of a U.S.-based spiritual leader who is accused of backing last year's coup attempt. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.